USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who delivered keynote remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum Summit in Washington on Saturday. Austin going on to say of China,
"We'll meet the challenges of the 21st century, but we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's." Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, it's going to be Zooming with Biden and Putin on Tuesday, as the Kremlin has confirmed what the White House said earlier. The two leaders, Biden and Vladimir Putin, will be having a video call discussion on Tuesday, largely discussing that Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The Michigan mother of an accused school shooter cries as she and her husband are arraigned on four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
And how are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
That is, James and Jennifer Crumbly were arraigned on those involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 15-year-old son allegedly used a gun that the parents bought him to shoot four people dead and wound seven others at his high school north of Detroit a few days ago. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is talking about his termination from the network. On his Twitter, he said on Saturday evening that it isn't how he wanted his time at CNN to end. CNN confirming on Saturday they had fired Cuomo after more information came to light about just how much Cuomo had helped his brother amidst sexual harassment allegations that then-Governor Andrew Cuomo faced. Country music legend Stonewall Jackson's died at 89, and this is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A volcano erupts in Indonesia, and we get details from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
A volcano erupted on the Indonesian island of Java on Saturday, reportedly obscuring the sun with a massive cloud of ash and sending locals into a panic. The author of the footage is heard shouting in face of this truly apocalyptic sight. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
An airline passenger is in a hospital after jumping out of a moving plane on a Phoenix runway. The Phoenix Fire Department says the 30-year-old man jumped off the Southwest Airlines flight at Sky Harbor International early Saturday. Southwest officials say the man exited through a rear galley door after a flight from Colorado Springs had landed at the airport, the man running to a nearby fire station and locking himself in a room there. Firefighters were finally able to unlock the room, and they took the man to an area hospital for the injuries he had sustained from jumping out of the plane. It's not clear yet if he'll face any charges, and police have not released any information about who the man is or what his motive was. And Michigan dominating the Big Ten championship game to win the title, 42-3, their win over Iowa to give them their first Big Ten title in 17 years. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.